It was a dark and stormy night. It was a dark and stormy night. How often stories begin in this way. Traditionally, stories like once upon a time we tell a story. It was a dark and stormy night. And everyone prepares for the story. They prepare for the story being a dark and stormy night. Maybe a murder mystery, maybe a tale of great woe. But it was a dark and stormy night. We all tend toward experiencing life as the traditional way. Once upon a time, it was a dark and stormy night. Are you limiting yourself to telling stories of life by the way it's been done in the past? By the way other people have done it? By the way the world has done it? Is that how you're going to do it? Well, if you are, you've really got a circumstance for yourself. You've really got something to think about. For it is not a dark and stormy night. Stories do not have to begin as a dark and stormy night to get attention, to get people to think and talk with you. But yet, in every way of our life, we talk like that. We say, I don't feel good. We say, life's not fun. We say, I lost my job. We say all these interesting things to start our story. Now, if you don't feel good, you can start out by saying, I feel wonderful. I feel fantastic. This is the new story that you want to put in your mind. You don't want to take the old tale, once upon a time. You don't want to take that old tale, it was a dark and stormy night. You don't want to build your life on limitation and all of these silly things. You want to build your life on truth, on your reality, on who and what you are. Now, who and what are you? Are you the beautiful, the glorious, and the good? Are you the wonderful? You lost your job. So, you announced to your family, well, I'm going to be working at a different job. I'm going to apply, or if I did apply already, I applied here and I got that job. Or I got a new job. I got a new job, isn't that wonderful? I was fired from the old job. I was kicked out. They didn't want me anymore. And the company went out of business. All sorts of terrible things happened. Who needs all that? You don't. You don't need that in your life. You don't need that in your world. You don't need that in your experience. You don't need anything in your world other than the highest and the best. Learn to tell the stories that you tell. Not it's a dark and stormy night, but it's a lovely day. And the storm had passed on its way, and today the sun shone out beautifully. And everyone was smiling. Everyone was telling good stories. We can do that. We can do that in every area of our life. It's just up to us. We can tell our tragedies or we can tell our joys. And when we tell our tragedies, we sometimes forget to include the joys. You see a lot of movies on television and in the theater. And there's always tragedy, tragedy, tragedy. They seem to think that that's what people want to see, or that's what they have to have to tell the story. But then they get past the tragedy, and they show the strength of character of the people involved in the story. They show how they stood strong in the face of difficulty and were able to be wonderful. Now that's the story. The story is standing strong. The story is being fantastic. The story is knowing who you are. Not it was a dark and stormy night, but it was a glorious morning. The rain had stopped. The sun came out. And life looks wonderful. You and I have the privilege of determining what kind of a story we're going to tell, what kind of a story we're going to have in our life, what kind of an expression we're going to have in our world. We have the privilege of knowing who and what we are. We have the privilege of knowing that we can say that once upon a time, and once upon a time was a good story. But we don't have to use that. We don't have to say once upon a time, although that seems to be the way a lot of people start out a story. Habit. There was a little boy. He walked into the barber shop. And the barber looked at him and said, "My goodness sakes, you got a big head of hair there. Should charge you 6 times. And the little boy, "But I've only got one ticket for Dubai. I only got enough for one haircut." And the barber, "Oh, I'm just fooling you. I'm just fooling you." Well, you see, when we fool by doing silly things like that, we're putting ourselves at risk. We're putting our world at risk. We're putting all the things that we treasure in a way that is not going to be beneficial to us. It's not a dark and stormy night. It is not. If it is a dark and stormy night, then it is a beautiful dark and stormy night. It's a beautiful dark and stormy night, and we're all gathered in the living room around the fire, and we're telling stories. We're telling stories of our happiness. We're telling stories during a dark and stormy night. You're telling stories of happiness and you're telling stories of goodness. Yes, that's right. Be contrary. You don't have to follow the road, follow the route that everybody else goes. You don't have to do what history has told us about. We're new. We're new today. We're new this moment. We're new as we start out our life and go to every experience that we could ever want. It's up to us how we want to look at life. It's up to us how we want to look at ourselves. It's up to us how we want to be. Nobody can tell us. Oh, they can try to tell us, but we don't have to listen. All we listen to are the happy, joyous things in life. All we listen to are the marvelous things in life. All we listen to are the happy things in life. That's all that matters. Because nothing else matters whatsoever. And that's all we listen to. That's all we listen to. That's all we want to hear. That's all we care about hearing. Nothing else in the world matters. And it's up to us to begin to recognize that and know that and experience that and love that and delight in that. Can you do that? You surely can. Do you want to do that? It's up to you. Is your life one that's going to be a happy life? Are you going to dedicate your life to be a happy life? To be a fantastic life? Are you going to dedicate your life to be something so marvelous, so wonderfully exciting that everything is going to go exactly the way you want it to go? Are you going to do that? You have that privilege. You have that privilege, and it's up to you whether you take it or not. It's up to you whether you enjoy it or not. It's up to you. Whatever you want to do, nothing else makes any difference. Nothing else makes any difference at all. What is it that you want out of life? It was a dark and stormy night. Once upon a time. Or, I have a story to tell, and it is wonderful. I got a new job. I went to the doctor and he said, "You're perfect. There's nothing wrong with you." I was talking to the children on the block and saying, "Wow, you kids are so lucky. They're putting in the new playground. And everything is glorious and good. I can be the happiness of life if I want to. Or I can be its sadness. I can be a dark and stormy night. And once upon a time. Or I can be the newness of all that is, now and forever." What do you want to be? It's your choice what you want, and my choice what I want. And I'm a happy guy. So, the dark and stormy nights are out. That's passé. What's in is a bright and joyous day. And life begins brand new, exciting this moment. I love you. I love you. I love you.